The United States vetoed a UN Security Council demand on Wednesday for an immediate, unconditional, and permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas in Gaza, and unhindered aid access across the enclave. The United States has been clear we would not support any measure that fails to condemn Hamas, and does not call for Hamas to disarm and leave Gaza, acting U.S. Ambassador to the UN Dorothy Shea told the council before the vote. This resolution would undermine diplomatic efforts to reach a ceasefire that reflects the realities on the ground and embolden Hamas, she said of the text that was put forward by 10 countries on the 15-member council. The remaining 14 council members voted in favor of the draft resolution. Israel has rejected calls for an unconditional or permanent ceasefire, saying Hamas cannot stay in Gaza. It has renewed its military offensive in Gaza, also seeking to free hostages held by Hamas, since ending a two-month ceasefire in March. Gaza health officials said Israeli strikes killed 45 Palestinians on Wednesday, and Israel said a soldier died in fighting. A humanitarian crisis also grips the enclave of more than 2 million people. Famine looms and aid has only trickled in since Israel lifted an 11-week blockade on May 19. No aid was distributed by the U.S.-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation on Wednesday, as it pressed Israel to boost civilian safety beyond the perimeter of its so-called secure distribution sites after a deadly incident. The GHF said it has asked the Israeli military to guide foot traffic in a way that minimizes confusion or escalation risks near military positions, develop clearer guidance for civilians, and enhance training to support civilian safety. Hospital officials have said more than 80 people were shot dead and hundreds wounded near distribution points in a three-day period from Sunday, including at least 27 killed on Tuesday. Locals said Israeli soldiers opened fire on the crowd on Tuesday that massed before dawn to seek food. The military has denied this, but acknowledged that troops fired at suspects who ignored warning shots and were approaching their lines. "Our top priority remains ensuring the safety and dignity of civilians receiving aid," said a GHF spokesperson. Delays and denials. The new aid distribution process, currently from just three sites, was launched last week. The UN and other aid groups say the model, which uses private U.S. security and logistics workers, militarizes aid. Ahead of the UN Security Council vote, UN aid chief Tom Fletcher again appealed for the UN and aid groups to be allowed to assist people in Gaza, stressing that they have a plan, supplies, and experience. "Open the crossings, all of them. Let in life-saving aid at scale, from all directions. Lift the restrictions on what and how much aid we can bring in. Ensure our convoys aren't held up by delays and denials," Fletcher said in a statement.